Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger flitching, see? See the vortices of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Yes, it's 10 p.m. on a Friday night, and that means only one thing. You are now listening to the pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, and I'll be taking you back on another tour of the 80s music scene over the course of the next hour. I have some miscellaneous tributes peppered throughout the show tonight, but given that it's the last week of Black History Month, I will be featuring some leftovers from my February 12th Black History Month tribute that I was unable to fit in due to lack of time. Of course, I've also got the 80s hip-hop artist of the week, the 80s hair metal band of the week, and tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. On this day, 38 years ago, Michael Jackson's sixth album reached number one on the Billboard 200. It was his first number one and the first best-selling album in the U.S. 2 years in a row. Name the album. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is Thriller. Thriller spent a record 37 weeks at number one, from February 26, 1983 to April 14, 1984, and it remains the best-selling album of all time. It's also tied for the most top 10 singles from one album at 7, although it was the first to achieve that feat. Additionally, the album reached number one in 10 countries. If you like 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at SquidPodRadio, where I post the Squid Pod 80s trivia question just before the show, as well as other 80s related news throughout the week. Although tonight's show is pre-recorded, I am monitoring WMFO's texting service live, so if you have any questions, comments, requests, feel free to text me over the course of the show at 781-350-3264. You can also reach out to me at any time by emailing me at squidpodradio@gmail.com.
She was
to keep my cool. I just had to let it be. But now that you've grown, I'm sure you must have known that the birds and the bees do the wrong thing in trees. So give me, yeah, give me, oh, give me what you can get back. So give me, yeah, give me, oh, give me what you can get back. Once you let it go, there's no way no one will know. You'll never show unless you tell them so. So let the secret stay. It's always been this way. I'm about to say, you gotta give it up today. So give me, yeah, give me, oh, give me what you can get back. So give me, come on and give me, girl, give me what you can get back.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. We started the show with the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week, Michael Jackson's Thriller, which reached number one for the first time 38 years ago tonight. We listened to Billie Jean, the first number one single from Thriller. Atlantic Star's third album, Radiant, is celebrating its 40th anniversary this month. We heard the track When Love Calls. And closing out the set was something from the UK post-disco trio Eye Level, spelled with the letter I as opposed to E-Y-E. Give Me was their first single, and it reached number 5 on the US R&B chart and number 11 on the US dance chart back in 1983. We'll start the next set with the 80s hair metal band of the week, here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
He lives under the rainbow, by look before you die.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And we're back here on Songs from the Squid Pod. The second set of tonight's show started with the 80s hair metal band of the week, John Butcher Axis. Maybe not technically a hair metal band, but here on the Squid Pod, we push the envelope every once in a while. As I mentioned at the top of the show, I'm featuring some leftovers from my official Black History Month tribute show 2 weeks ago on the 12th. Back in the early days of MTV, they were criticized for the lack of black artists featured in their rotation. Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, which I played to start the show, was one of the few. But Boston's own John Butcher Axis, fronted by John Butcher, was one of the few on that list. Life Takes a Life, from their self-titled 1983 debut, was the track we heard and their video that made MTV's playlist back in 1983. As far as I can tell, only Prince's 1999 and Little Red Corvette, along with musical use Pass the Dutchie and MJ's Billie Jean, were the only black artists receiving airplay at that time. Michael Jackson's and director John Landis's masterpiece music video Thriller wouldn't be released until later in 1983. So kudos to local legend John Butcher for making the list of the first black artists to make it into MTV's rotation. Duran Duran followed with New Religion from their 1982 release Rio. 35 years ago this week, Electric Light Orchestra's Calling America from their 1986 release Balance of Power cracked the top 40 on the US Hot 100. Calling America would be ELO's last top 40 hit for them. Orange Juice gave us Blue Boy, originally released in 1980. Drummer Zeke Manica turned 66 this past Tuesday. You are listening to Boston's best source for 80s music, only on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Oh, some brother in a big hat, thinking he can get any girl with a good rap. Rolling in a pimped out Lincoln, leaning to the side so it looks like he's singing into that leopard interior. This brother think every girl's inferior to his tongue, get a dumb girl bung, and she's selling more butt. Don't even get a cut of the money. His name is Sonny, and he know to play, and hope to God that he don't find a runaway that's looking to become a star. He'll have your butt in and out of every car, with every Ron and Rick giving up the land quick. Come short of the money, get your butt kicked. You don't like it, but you're still calling punk. Last night, the sucker threw you in the trunk. You wanna leave, but Sonny start talking fast, and it make you wanna go and get more cash. He's getting rich, you was bitch, and it's like that. Ask yourself, who's the man? Is it that fool that wanna pump your gas? Give you a sad story and you give him cash? He start macking and you're sucking. Quick to say, I'm down on my luck, and you give him a dollar or a quarter and he's on his way. Then you see a sorry butt the next day. Are you the one getting played like a sucker? Or do you say, get a job, mother?
Hey, yo.
Cause every day the story gets better. He's wearing dirty pants and a funky black sweater. He claims he wants to get something to eat, but every day you find yourself getting beat. He gets your money and he run across the street. Don't look both ways cause he's in a daze, and almost get his butt hit for the crack. Now ask yourself, who's the man? Who's the man? Is it that fool that's in the club accent? Have you ever been in a hot tub? No. I know the game, so I watch it unfold. When I see the boy pick to your earlobe, he's kicking drag and you crack a smile. When he tell you that he can go buck wild for a girl like you and make it feel good. You know it's drama, but it sound real good. He started dragging and hopefully he can start tagging the boots so he can keep bragging. He say, I'ma leave, baby, can you go with me? You wanna do it, but you're feeling like a HOE. You grab his hand, you leave and it's over. Cause the brother ain't nothing but a rover. You knew the game and you still ended up on your back. Now ask yourself, who's the man? Mackin' is a game and everybody's playing. And as long as you believe what they saying, consider them a M-A-C-K. And with no delay, they are gonna get all the play. But when it comes to me, say the drama for your mom. It's Ice Cube and you know that I'm a Mac in my own right when it comes to rhyming rap. Cause all I do is kick facts, unlike Iceberg Slim and all of them be claiming P-I-M-P. No, I'm not going out that way. I'm just a straight up N-I-double-G-A. Next time you get over on a fool and you did your dirt like real smooth, thank Ice Cube for giving up the facts. And ask yourself, who's the man?
Fire speed!
while they hit the streets. In the bars, they try to meet some other stranger. Ease the pain of living alone till it drives them insane. The woodwork squeaks, and out come the freaks. Yeah, the woodwork squeaks, and out come the freaks.
started our constant velocity accordion, which means we are conducting the sky crane, about to conduct the sky crane maneuver. Sky crane maneuver has started, about 20 meters off the surface.
We're getting signals from MRO.
Tango Delta.
Touchdown confirmed. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars, ready to begin seeking the sands of past life.
Well, that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, and I've been your host, Savoir Faire. Be sure to join me here next week at 10 p.m. sharp for another trip back to the 80s. Let's quickly run down what you've been listening to before we go. The re-recorded version of Pet Shop Boys' first single, West End Girls, debuted at number 71 on the U.S. Hot 100 35 years ago this week. The original single was released in April 1984. What's the difference, you ask? The original was produced by Bobby Orlando. It was a club hit here in the States, but they ended up breaking ties with Orlando and signed with EMI and re-recorded West End Girls. The re-release version went on to become a top five hit in 10 countries. The 80s hip-hop artist of the week was Ice Cube. We listened to Who's the Mac from his 1990 debut, America's Most Wanted. Nitzer Ebb gave us Let Your Body Learn from their 1987 release, That Total Age. Detroit's Was Not Was followed with their 12-inch remix of Out Come the Freaks from their self-titled debut, which is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. That also included a little mix of footage from the successful touchdown of the NASA's Perseverance rover earlier this week. In the background, you're listening to Evelyn Champagne King's remix version of her 1984 classic, Out of Control. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe, and remember, keep wearing those masks. Ciao.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.